I'll come help you,
Vistara said quickly, rising. The two moved out of the cockpit and down toward the galley.
Oh, you like to cook?
Ben asked, grinning at her as they walked.
No, I like to hunt,
Vistara replied.
I'm very good with the Parang. We also had trained hunting reptiles. Cooking meals is left to the servants.
I wouldn't like to see what C-3PO would do with preparing a meal. Appetizers are about all we trust him with.
Who is C-3PO?
Their voices grew fainter until at last Luke could not hear them. He sent a short message to Tendrondo Arms, and a moment later, he was smiling, despite the direness of the situation, at the miniature holographic form of Lando Calrissian. Even at only a third of a meter tall, Lando managed to look impressive. He was missing the hip-length cape, and his silky red shirt looked a touch more casual than usual. But his boots gleamed and the black trousers had sharp creases that were even visible in miniature. Lando looked genuinely pleased to see him and spread out his arms in a welcoming gesture.
Hey, buddy, long time no see. I didn't expect to hear anything from you till you proved that cranky biddy in charge of the GA wrong.
Luke smothered a grin at hearing Admiral and Chief of State Natasi Dalla referred to in such a manner. I respect Chief of State Dalla's leadership qualities.
You gotta say that in case there are any eavesdropping devices, right?
Lando grinned, his eyes dancing.
Maybe,
Luke deadpanned.
Here you've gone off on some kind of odyssey with your boy.
Something like that, Luke said. It's good to see you, Lando, but this isn't a social call. I've got a favor to ask.
For Luke Skywalker? Name it.
I'm in need of the Rockhound.
Lando's jet-black eyebrows shot up.
The Rockhound? What makes you think I've still got that beat-up antique hanging around?
Because you have a nostalgic streak 1,000 kilometers wide. Because the thing is one of only 3 ships made by the Bramdorc Corporation known to exist. And because you never get rid of anything.
Lando shrugged self-deprecatingly and chuckled.
I am what I am. You got me. Yeah, I've still got her. I've taken you've got some asteroids you need moved.
The Rockhound was a Colossus 1 Beta Series asteroid tug, constructed by the now-defunct Bramdorc Corporation. Little was known about the corporation, other than the fact that it had been based somewhere in the unknown regions, and it specialized in massive vessels. It had vanished from the galactic record with no trace some 5 years before the Battle of Yavin. Luke was right. There were only 2 other remaining ships manufactured by Bramdorc. A water hunter called the Icebreaker, and the amusingly named liquefied Tabana tanker, Gas Bag, that had been turned into the orbital fortress of a 2-bit Hutt crime lord. By all rights, Luke knew, the old ship belonged either in a museum like the Icebreaker, now forever planet-bound in the new Brampus Starship Museum, or a scrapyard. No one knew exactly how old the Rockhound was, though the Arcanian orbital logs mention it as far back as 524 years before the Battle of Yavin. Lando had flown it solo for many years back in his younger days as a prospector. Han had revealed quite a few things he found amusing about the Rockhound to Luke one night when the kids were dead to the world and both their wives had gone to bed.
Mara, I still miss you, and I swear I feel you here with me now.
And Luke had never forgotten them. One was the interesting fact that, as seemed to be the case with several ships in Lando's possession, he had won the Rockhound from a Brub prospector in an epic 6-hour arm wrestling match, which, Han hinted, may or may not have been rigged. The other intriguing tidbit was the fact that the crew were all droids, with a rather unique programming. Han had refused to elaborate further, returning Luke's queries with smug, self-satisfied grins. Luke supposed he would now get the chance to find out what Han had been talking about.
Not exactly, said Luke. I'm actually heading into the Maw.
Lando's jovial good humor, which Luke suspected was largely for his benefit, abated somewhat.
The Maw? Why? It's hardly a vacation paradise in there.